Good morning, good morning, good morning. This TMC family consists of so much power and so many wonderful, wonderful members that God has given us. This indeed is Use the Weapon of Prayer Thursday. And you all, I am so, so excited about what God is going to do for us this morning. So if you have not invited one person, I admonish you to just send out a message right now and tell somebody that they need to come over here because we're getting ready to have prayer. How about that? With that being said, I'm going to open up with a short prayer that God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, will come and rest and abide. Father, we first of all thank you for this day. And God, as we open up this call today, we do so acknowledging that you are God Almighty. You are worthy to be praised. You, God, can do anything, and you've proven yourself to be able to do anything but fail down through the history as we have studied you and your works. And you are faithful, and we thank you for it. God, right now we ask that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide here in this call, and that lives will be changed as a result of being on this call this morning. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. As Pastor V and I were organizing the call, we recognized the importance of having a prayer general. There was no way for us to do this call on our own in this flesh. Flesh will fail you. There's nothing good in this flesh. And therefore, God has blessed us to have had three wonderful prayer generals up to this point. Our first one, Miss Amber, who came on this morning. We're so, so happy to hear her voice. And then we had Minister Robin, our prayer general. And, Lord, she just worked and worked and worked. And now our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, my Mississippi queen. We share the same state. And not only that, we share something that is more important than anything. We share a relationship with Jesus. And this is a woman who can absolutely pray the paint off the walls if necessary. She gets up in there and she just prays and push. And that means pray until something happens. She would do that. So at this time, we're going to bring her front and center as she is going to assist us with this call this morning and help us really get right into the face of God. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. And this morning, I say to you, happy anniversary. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all that you have done for the TMC call and the artist family. God bless you.
God bless you, and to God be the glory for all the things that he has done through you and Dr. Vanessa with this awesome call. Happy 7th anniversary to you as well as to our TMC family. We love, love, love and appreciate the both of you. And I just want to say to the TMC family, good morning, and celebration time is still in existence. As you notice, I am Brenda Terrell, reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I just want to share a few things about what this call is all about to those that are here for the very first time. This call, as you know, we're celebrating, has been in existence 7 years. It started about in October 2010 with our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and it stood, they got the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you're not aware of it, we do have a website you can go to and get messages from the past for the past 7 years. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is by faith. God is manifesting. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you one thing I want to share, and I'm going to turn it over, is that the thread that brought us all together is Artist Life, Artist International. We want to say thank you, God, for bringing us all together through this awesome and powerful company. If you're not aware about what we do, how we help people with their health and wellness, get with the person that invited you. And better still, today is Testimonial Thursday. You will find some wonderful testimonies. That's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. That's right after this call. We love and appreciate you. Go out and have a wonderful day. We are going to celebrate this morning in prayer. I'm turning it over to Dr. PK.
Thank God for those announcements and each and every one of you being on the call today. We are so grateful. What we are about to do is to enter into prayer, and we have seven different areas that we are going to pray about this morning. And we have some beautiful, powerful prayer warriors who are going to assist us with this. But I want to just start off with this little thought. I want to see how many of you are old enough to remember this. I know that my dear sister Pastor V will, but I don't know about anybody else. We used to go to prayer, and my daddy was the chairman of the deacon board, and he couldn't sing real well, but he could make a wonderful, joyful noise. Pray for me. Pray for me, oh, my sisters and brothers, pray for me, oh, please do that when you bow down at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me. Oh, Lord, pray for me. And this morning, we're going to start off by praying for the church. My prayer this morning is that each of you are a member of a church, and if you are not, we want you to find one, because the church is the organism that God has left to really lead this world. And when the church is weak, everything else around it is weak. Paul tells us over in Colossians, you all, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy. We want to walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come this morning praying for this church, not just the church, but this church that belongs to you, the universal church, we pray, God, that we would have unity and in the midst of our diversity. We pray that you will bless us, Lord, so that we can love beyond that which we have in common. Bless us, God, in the midst of disunity. We pray that a culture of discipling would form in which making disciples is viewed as an ordinary part of a Christian life. Bless today, God. We pray, God, that you will bless our church with faithful leaders who will use the scripture to train up members to do the work of ministry in your body. We pray that there's a hunger and thirsting for the studying of the gospel so that we all can guard and guide one another as we go through this life. We pray for this church, God, that the preaching of your word will be powerful and that it will be based on biblical scriptures. We pray, God, that you will give us church songs that will teach members to biblically confess, lament, and praise you at all times. We pray, God, that the church primary teachers will grow in dedication to God's word, even when no one's watching. We love you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. We pray for this body called the church, because upon this rock, you told Peter, you build the church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We pray that the church will give faithfully, that they will give joyfully, consistently, and sacrificially. We pray, God, for more members who would use their careers to take the gospel to places it's never been before. We pray for this church today. We pray that it will share, that it will go out and boldly proclaim who you are. We pray that the church members in Artists International will stand up boldly and say, we belong to God, and to God be the glory. This is our prayer for the church. In Jesus' name, and every heart can say amen for the gifts and the talents that God has given us in the church to build his kingdom. Amen and amen. At this time, we are going to bring our minister, Willa, all the way from Tampa, Florida, to front and center as she prays for the family, loved ones, and the support system. This we need right now.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you for the victory in our families, thanking you for victory of our loved ones. Thank you for victory in the support systems, Lord. Father, we lift up families. We lift up marriages before you because marriages and families are ordained and instituted by you. Father, we lift up marriages that are successful, Lord, that you keep them successful. We lift up marriages, Lord, that are struggling, that you put something inside of them, oh Lord, that enables them to make that marriage work. Father, we lift up our children, the children who are born and unborn in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for having your angels encamped around about them. We pray the prayer of Jabez over them, that you bless them indeed, oh Lord, that you enlarge their territory. Father, and that you keep your hands upon them, because we don't want anything unless your hand is up on them. Lord, that they will not know harm and that they will cause no evil. And just as you did it for Jabez, Lord, we ask you that you do it for our children. Bless our children as they go to school. Bless those who are ill, oh God. Touch their bodies, Lord. Those who are incarcerated, Lord, keep them safe, Lord, and send a support system around by them. Father, we pray for the support systems who are out here who help to take care of our children, the teachers, oh God, the administrators, oh God, and Father, that they are teaching what thus says the Lord, Lord, and not the alternative stuff. We pray for the support systems who are taking care of our family members who are ill. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you give them the strength to do it, because you said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we thank you for families. We thank you that you've given us the word to be God, to guide our families by the word of God, Lord, that never loses its power. So you told us whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. So we do that over our families in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we call it done. So be it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. So be it in Jesus' name. Strong churches, strong families, God, we need right now. Let us pray on as we bring on our sweet Pastor Candy, who's going to pray for the country, the political leaders. Pray on, my sister, pray on. Pastor Candy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come boldly to your throne of mercy and grace. We come this morning to give thanks that we were born in these United States of America, a land birthed under religious freedom and godly principles. We come this morning to pray for our country and its government. We come this morning to hold up in prayer before you the men and women who are in positions of authority and influence. We pray and intercede for this unprecedented president and its administration. We pray for the vice president, Congress, the governors, mayors, judges, policemen, and all those who are in authority in any way. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord rest upon them and block every self-serving ideology and every demonic effort for political gain. Dismantle diabolical ordinances, bills, legislature, and laws that sabotage your perfect will for our nation and your people. Lord, this country is in a volatile and vulnerable position, as it was during President Lincoln's term and as it was during President Johnson's term. Our country is severely divided. But Lord God, you make no mistakes. So we, your people, as you commanded in 2 Chronicles 7:14, who are called by your name, who have humbled ourselves and have turned from our wicked ways, pray that skillful and godly wisdom will enter into the hearts of our president. We pray that discretion watches over him, understanding keeps him and delivers him from the ways of evil and from evil men. Protect our shores from outside invaders and homegrown terrorists. Heal our land. God, oh God, we pray that you compass this president about with men and women who make their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel and do that which is right in your sight. We pray and believe that you will cause them to be men and women of integrity who are obedient concerning the people of this great nation, and that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, I pray that your kingdom come, that your will be done in these United States of America as it is in heaven. Overthrow evil powers that are working to divide and destroy this country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And it is so.
Amen, amen, amen. God has told us, has instructed us in his word, that we are to pray for those who have who are in leadership. And Lord, I thank you for that prayer, Pastor Candy, for our country. At this time, we are going to call our own pastor, Minister Brenda Terrell, who is going to pray for us as we pray. Let me switch this around. Minister Jackie, would you come and pray for the calamities of this country and this world? And followed by you will be Minister Kai, who will be praying for world events. We have seven areas that we are going to pray in for this morning. Minister Jackie, Silver Fox, you are on right now. We have to start and come forward. God bless you.
Lord, right now I come before thee to petition for the calamities of this world and our country. We that are on this call stand together to ask you for your blood covering over the babies, the youth, and the adults being caught up and used as victims of pornography, sex trading, and trafficking. We rise up against thee, these perverted minds that will use our children for their own pleasures. We ask right now, God, that you would shake the very foundations of their operations and overtake their world, causing the walls to fall and expose each and every impure operation as only you can. Expose each and every violator of this heinous injustice. Close the doors on the people that would oppose your people. Open the doors of those innocent babies, children, and adults that have been snatched up, and place your blood covering over them right now, Jesus, and return them back to their families and back to their normal lives. These families that are hurting, not knowing where their loved ones might be, We know that you are a mighty God, and you can do all things. And in your word, you said, you shall cause our enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face.
Hmm.
They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. God, cause these enemies to flee right now in your mighty name, Jesus. We ask you that you will stop the spirit of violence that is taking the lives of your people, that murdering spirit that has no regard for life. God, we rise up against this right now, and we command that this senseless killing, that these mass murders right now in your name, Jesus, will stop. And God, we ask you right now to expose that serial killer that's in Tampa, that just laying in wait to kill people for no reason. God, we ask for your protection of the people of Tampa, that you cover them right now. Cover that city like no one else can. And God, we ask you to replace it with a right spirit, a spirit of love and unity. God, we call out those that have that prejudice spirit. God, let them know that we are all equal in your sight, and all lives matter. Even those that have rule over us, who have chosen to turn their backs on this rising injustice that is taking place in our country right now. They have chosen to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear against it. But, Lord, we rise up right now in your mighty name to smite thee. We need you right now. For right now, Lord, your children are suffering. We need you. And we ask you right now, Jesus, that you would rise up, that the kingdom suffered violence, but the violence take it back by force. We also ask that you would stop the violence that is taking place in your people. God, that you replace it with peace and love. And that you would give each and every one of us that peace that we need to continue to live our lives.
For yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are the Lion of Judah, roaring with power, and every knee will bow before you, and you will fight our battles. Lord, you are the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world, and you are the blood that breaks every chain. So every knee shall bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee shall bow before you. You are the Almighty God that transforms. There is nothing you cannot do.
Amen. Amen.
You are the King of Kings, the Almighty God. We come before you and ask for your blood covering over these calamities, Lord Jesus. In your precious name, we cover each and every one, and we ask for restoration right now in this country. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, our own Minister Jackie. Minister Kai, would you come front and center with specific world events?
Amen. First, I will bring Dr. V on for a special prayer request.
Good morning, good morning. This has been absolutely awesome. Thank you, Dr. PK, for this time of prayer. I have two special guests on the line who just want to say happy anniversary to us, and then we'll get right back to prayer. I was so honored when I reached out to, yes, our co-founders of Artists and asked them, would they come on and say hello? They did. Good morning, the Diaz de Leon family. Good shout out
good
to
morning.
All of the Master Call family.
Yes.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear us, Pastor?
We can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You know, this is a very special day. I don't know for a reason, I guess, because God is in my heart at this moment. It feels kind of different, and it feels a special heart beating, because when you hear so many prayers and when you unite with your family, our artist family, it feels very special, and we feel so blessed, first of all. So obviously, this is such a great moment. I want to thank God for allowing me to be a part on this call. So we thank you, Pastor Vanessa, and we thank you, our dear PK that is connected today. I'm so glad to listen to you, to let us be a part of this call. And I wanna pray too. I wanna thank God for giving me one more day of life. Today I open my eyes, trusting that you will give us, that you will guide us, you will protect us, and you will fulfill our day with success, prosperity, and many blessings. And well, definitely we want to wish a happy anniversary, happy 7th year anniversary to the TMC team. I mean, 7 years ago, you guys started these calls very early in the morning. And to inspire, here in Vegas, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, but it's a blessing. But it's always, you know, a great thing to know that first thing in the morning, you jump on a call to listen to the prayers and to thank the artist family for do what they do. So congratulations on your 7th year anniversary. We wish you many, many more. We thank the founders, in this case, Pastor Vanessa and PK, and all the ministers that participate every single day to give the word of God, and you know, just to share whatever is out there, you know, to inspire others in the artist family. So we thank you, we congratulate you, and we wish you the best for many, many more years. I was just remembering some of the events that we have attended. Since the English Market started, those Sundays, those blessing Sundays that we used to get together, you know, and do the blessings. And even though we were not used to, and every time we say this, my husband and me, it feels beautiful just to be a part of that and to hold hands with our sisters and our brothers. And that makes this company something special, unique. There's nothing out there that exists with this love and with this passion, and everything is because of you guys. So we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for believing, for putting God in the first place so he can continue blessing this company for many more years. We were celebrating also our 28th year anniversary here in Artis. And we are waiting for more. I mean, we're wishing to celebrate 50 or 100 year more. My husband and me are so happy and excited to continue working hard every single day so we can continue blessing other families around the world, here in the U.S. and any part in the world that some people need our products and they need a change of life. And if Artis is this vehicle so we can continue blessing others and continue helping and changing lives every day, we won't stop until we reach that, until we get that dream that it was started 28 years ago. So we feel blessed that we have people, leaders, so loyal and so committed with so much passion like all you guys. So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for believing in Artis. And we thank God for allowing us and for continue blessing us every single day. So congratulations, Pastor Vanessa. Congratulations, PK. Congratulations to all the leaders who get connected every single morning. God bless you today and always. And I would like to pass a mic also to our dear co-founder that is here today so he can share some words too, Alejandro Diaz de Leon.
Thank you, Elvia. Thank you very much. And congratulations, everyone. Really, congratulations for your 7th anniversary here with this amazing call. My wife has spoken so nicely that I'm just speechless. I mean, she is really, I don't know how she can do it. It's 5 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas, and she's so inspired. So I'm just thankful to having a great wife. And guys, I mean, everything that I've been listening today, I mean, it's just inspiring to see that we have people that loves God, that loves our company, and is part of what we envision for the following 25 years. And we can have great products, we can have a great compensation plan, we can have great leadership, but what is very important is to have the solid foundation of God in our company in order to take it wherever time it lets us to continue this company. So you guys are what represents that fundamentals of our business, and you guys have done a tremendous job. It's simple to say 7 years, but it's difficult to sustain something for so long. Ours has been in business for over 28 years, and it sounds simple as well, but it has to be, you know, very convinced of what you're doing. And you guys have done so much, and all the artist family who has been supporting by listening, by participating, by making them show up every single morning, and even a better recognition for example, people from California, like Stephanie, that I listened that she's connected today, to be here at 5 o'clock in the morning is always amazing. There's people who is good at getting up early. Some others like me are not as good. But we are here to support and to always continue helping our dear artist family in whatever you guys need. I believe that company is a company based on family values, but mainly because God has allowed us to continue blessing so much people around the world. And guys, so thank you very much for being part of artists. I really appreciate that. And every single member who is connected here, I just want to finalize by saying the following. I remember reading a book where it said that we all are here to create something. We have the same DNA as God has because we've been created by God, and we're here to create as well as He has done it. So we can create the best life possible in our lives if we wish to have it. So today is just one of those ways that we can start with the right foot by those prayers that you guys have given us. So thank you one more time. And remember something important, and the new artist will change your life. And back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you. Hold on just a second, because we do want to pray for you. Dr. PK, I know your eyes and your mouth are wide open. Again, thank you. You heard it from our co-founders. I tell them all the time how you all appreciate it, but I just wanted to surprise them. She's surprised. I didn't tell anybody, so being surprised. So back to you, Minister Kai, so you can continue praying, and then Dr. PK, you can come later with comments. You all hang on, because we want you all to hear the prayers that our prayer general will be praying for you. Back to you, Minister Kai. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We have, this is what God does. He steps in and give us wonderful surprises, and we thank God for our co-founders being on. And for you all who don't know, Alejandro and I celebrate the same birthday. We don't have to do everything that we want to do when God steps in and does what He wants to do. We are at that moment, at that hour. We are going to continue praying, because we have to pray always, but we're going to continue the rest of our special prayers on Monday with our testimonials. So come back on tomorrow. We're going to be having another special speaker. But then on Monday, we're going to pray for world events. We're going to pray for our TMC call staff. And right now, we're going to bring we have been so blessed with three prayer generals. And our first prayer general is on the line today, who has absolutely surprised us. And we're going to have her to close us out. But right now, because our present prayer general, Brenda Terrell, Minister Brenda Terrell out of Mississippi, is going to come, because with our co-founders on the phone, she has been assigned to pray for artists' life, for the owners, the leaders, and the distributors. So we're going to have her to say that prayer. After that, we will have our prayer general. One thing that I learned when I went to Mexico and stayed was how precious the seniors were treated. And so being that she is one of our senior prayer generals, we are going to have her come, and she's going to give the closing prayer for today. And we are going to get off the line, running a little over, you guys, but I know it is more than worth it. So at this time, we're going to ask our own Minister Brenda Terrell to come and pray over our co-founders and for the artist company. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I can hear you loud and clear. Let's go.
The scripture that I'm reading right now is, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity this morning to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We will bless your name at all times, realizing, God, it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. We thank you, Lord God, for being the awesome God that you are. You allowed our co-founders, Lord God, to share this call, and Father, and then you brought out the founders of our artist life into the existence this morning. We thank you, oh God, that you have blessed them tremendously. We glorify you, Father, for Papa Diaz de Leon, Papa Antonio, and Mama Armita, Lord God, for starting this awesome business, for starting this awesome company. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Alejandro and Elvia, Father God, for continuing this awesome business, this awesome company, Lord God, the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. We glorify you, Father, that you anointed them and appointed them at such a time as this to carry forth, Lord God, the torch that you've given them. We glorify you, Father, for every leader in artist life, oh God. We ask that you continue to strengthen Alfredo, Jose, and Moses, and Patrick, and all those, Lord, who are in the support system, oh God. We ask that you bless the warehouse, bless the office, oh God, the environment, Father God. We ask that your anointing will overtake them like never before. We thank you, Father, for every distributor, every leader, Lord God. We thank you from the advisor to the platinum, royal platinum president, Noah, oh God. We thank you for strengthening them and keeping them in such a peaceful way, oh God. And we know, Father, that this company will grow in leaps and bounds, Father. We call forth the billionaire company that you ordained. And we thank you, Father God, that it's done not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Lord God, you said the work that you begun in us, you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. So we touch and agree and believe that you're doing the work, and we're going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we know, Father God, that you will bless it in its entirety. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Our own minister, Amber, who has a prophetic calling on her life and was our first prayer general who rocked us steady when we first started. And we are calling you forward right now to give us our closing benediction prayer. And we will kick this up again, you guys, because God is doing a wonderful thing over here. If my people who are called by my name would do what? Yes, you all know it. Go on over there and pull it up and read it again and let us do what it says. Pray, pray, pray. Minister Amber, you are on.
Dr. PK, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. Father, we just thank, I just want to thank God for being able to be one of the first to serve, because that's what we do. We are servants of the Most High God. And what scripture came to me is Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to create wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers. So, Father God, we come in the volume of the book that is written, Father God, for TMC and artists. We thank you, Lord Jesus, they have been faithful over few. God, you're about to make them rulers over many. God, as we decree and declare, Father God, that increase in Jesus' name, that the wealth will come by. Even as the woman of God said, the billionaire company, Lord Jesus, as they come, God, you're about to put super upon the natural. Seven means completion, and God, we thank you for the completion of the thing that has been done over the TMC call and Artists International. So, God, we thank you that you're about to do a whirlwind of things for each and every person that's on here. God, we thank you for this core group, God. We've seen people come, and we've seen people go. But God, we thank you that you have driven out the ones that were supposed to be driven out, and you're doing a clarion call from the north, south, east, and west. Father God, because it takes prayer as a foundation to birth the thing that you're about to do. I am not seen nor ear heard, nor ever enter into the heart of man what you're about to do, God. You're doing exceedingly and abundantly and immeasurably above all that they can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in them. No weapon formed against them, I never, in Jesus' name, against them shall not prosper. Every word that riseth up against them shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. God, they've been servants, they've been faithful. Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa, bless them, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, do a super abundant, naturally thing upon them like never before. We decree favor, uncommon favor, extravagant favor, miracles, signs and wonders, Lord, that the apostolic and prophetic stirs them up even more, that the word come forth, God, as you said, whatsoever they pray, believing it shall come to pass. So, God, we decree manifestation in this season like never before, God. So, God, bless the TMC call like never before, God. We bless them. We decree over them. And, God, we thank you for your anointing, your power, your Shekinah glory. And we will give you all the praise, glory, and honor that is due unto you. And, Father God, we pray all of this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, we cover it in the blood. We come against any backlash, retaliation, assassination, sabotage. God, we thank you for the angels that are kept around about each and every one of us. God, we thank you as they are ascending, descending, making every crooked place straight, every pathway smooth and plain. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank God for amen. You all. Kiss you all much. Love you, and I got to go.
We love you. And-